Yorkton, when it comes to board games, each of us will have our own favorites. My son Adam would likely suggest Dominion or Pandemic. A bud Jordan would look to a minigame such as War Machine. My better half would give the nod most likely to King's Cribbage, and I would always choose Crokinole. For me, Crokinole ticks most of the key boxes, a game I played with Dad, a Canadian creation, and without the fickle element of something like a card draw or dice roll foiling a game plan. So when I saw there was a new book coming out on the game, my interest was piqued. Crokinole. The illustrated guide by Michelle Cloutier is the book, and a little social media work and an email interview was arranged. The most obvious question, given Crokinole has been around for well over a century, was why a book now? My goal is simple, so I will keep my answer simple. Introducing the world to this great game called Crokinole, offered Cloutier, who hails from Montreal, where he is a teacher for the second largest school board in Quebec, training professionals in the fields of telecommunications and computer networking environments specializing in cybersecurity. Cloutier said he really had not expected to do the book, it just sort of happened. I do not consider myself a writer. I do have a self-published sci-fi novel on the market for 5 years now, he said. But this novel is a one-time adventure for me that took almost 4 years to write. I had this novel professionally edited for quality and I am very proud of the feedback. That is the limit of my writing experience. It was a dream I had to put this story to print and I made it come true. I did not intend to write another book. Then one day, I googled Crokinole intending to purchase a new game board and discovered that there was a large international Crokinole community that played competitively. There is even an annual World Crokinole Championship. For Cloutier, as was sort of a trip back in time. I am from a generation where playing meant doing things outside with friends, he recounted. I did play Crokinole as a child and with my own children. I played popular board games such as Monopoly, Clue, and card games. I do play Yum with my wife, and when I feel like being an easy target, I play Scrabble with her as well. My favorite as a child and still my favorite today is Crokinole. It is super easy to learn, but it takes much practice to master. Also, anyone young or old can play. So it is a perfect game for get-togethers. So after sort of finding the game still had a large following, Cloutier took a deeper dive. Wanting to learn more, I joined the Facebook group National Crokinole Association to inquire about which Crokinole book to purchase to get me up to speed on the modern game. The reply was disappointing. There was none, he said. After a year or so, Googling and Facebook questioning every time I wanted to know something about the game, rules, clubs, or tournaments, I said to myself there must be a better way. That's when my wife suggested I write a brochure on the subject to help others find the information in one easily accessible place. Little did I realize the brochure would grow into a book. Initially, Cloutier thought a bit smaller. Not being a writer by trade and having a full-time day job, I decided to make a small affordable brochure-style guide to spread the news about this exciting game, he said. In addition to what I've mentioned above, my first goal was to make it easy for curious potential players to find basic information in one affordable place. That is why I made the book in an electronic format. Having said this, I'm getting overwhelming requests for a print copy. I'm flirting with the idea, but the work involved is intimidating. Even then, the project took a chunk of time. It took me a little over a year to complete, recalled Cloutier. The reason for this is that I had to first learn how to make my own illustrations. As an interjection, these are really a highlight of the book. I also needed to contact competitive players and influencers of the Crokinole community to confirm technical details. The interviews in Chapter 13 took time to arrange as well. Finally, I worked on the book during the weekends only. I wanted it to be a fun project, so I did not rush the process. So what can players expect from the book? If the reader is new to Crokinole, this book covers everything from how to choose and maintain a board, game rules, tips and strategies, said Cloutier. This will help the reader impress their Crokinole playing friends and family. If the reader is an experienced Crokinole player who participates in clubs and tournaments or perhaps played in one of the annual World Crokinole Championships, then they will probably already know much of what is presented in this book. But if the reader has limited experience and wants to perfect their game, they may enjoy the numerous practice tips that include using angles and detailed strategies with illustrations. While I have played Crokinole for a half century, I am not an expert, but from the perspective of a player in the Meeple Guild, this is a great book, part for its history, and more so as a great starting point for new players to this great game. As the author Cloutier, of course, had his own favorite element in the book. In my blurb, I say in part, looking for a no-nonsense get-to-the-point guide to the great Canadian game of Crokinole? Then this hands-on guide with over 200 illustrations was written for you. I feel that getting to the point with what the reader wants is a good element in my book, he said. Also, the illustrations make it easy to understand what is explained in the text. The book enters a somewhat barren field in terms of tomes on the game. I was able to find only two books on the subject of Crokinole, said Cloutier. Both are decades old and, in my opinion, need to be updated to meet today's Crokinole community. So, I did not have much to compare with. What this book offers is simplicity. You can read it from start to finish or jump to what interests you the most. I also have on my website free downloadable aids to accompany this book. And as the author Cloutier is a satisfied writer. Yes, I do believe that the information and the way it is presented accomplish what I set out to do, he said. As far as the book's design is concerned, I am not a professional book designer, so there are little things that a professional would make better. Having said this, I am satisfied with the end product. I was also pleasantly surprised to find my book placing number one on Amazon Hot New Releases, Kindle Board Games category. It stayed there for a little while. This guide is available at all major bookstores, including large digital libraries such as Kindle, Apple Books, Indigo, Nook, Scribd, Kobo, and so forth.